Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketoleno. President Draupadi Murmu has given assent to the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Gramin Viksit Bharat Jiram Ji Bill 2025. The Parliament had passed the legislation during the recently concluded winter session. We have a report.
The Act seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. A statutory guarantee of 125 days of wage employment will be provided in every financial year to every rural household whose other members volunteers to undertake unskilled manual work. This is a significant push up from the 100 days period under the previous scheme. The functioning pattern between the central and state governments will be 60-40 for all states except the northeastern and Himalayan states, where the sharing arrangement will be 90-10. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has termed the act as the next step forward from MGNREGA, which is in favor of development and the poor. In a video message yesterday, the minister informed that more than 1,51,000 crore rupees have been proposed for it. The act replaces the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act, MGNREGA 2025. Asanyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The Eastern Nagaland People's Organization recently held a series of meetings with the Ministry of Home Affairs in New Delhi to discuss issues related to the Frontier Nagaland Territory, FNT. A bilateral meeting with the MHA team led by advisor artist A.K. Mishra was held on December 18, followed by a high-level tripartite meeting on December 19, involving the Government of India, Government of Nagaland and ENPO, chaired by Union Home Secretary S. Govind Mohan. The state delegation was led by Chief Secretary Sentiyangar Imchan. The ENPO delegation, along with Rajya Sabha MP S. Pangnon Konyak, also called on Union Home Minister Amit Shah, extending Christmas greetings and thank him for his seriousness and commitment on FNT. The ICAR, National Research Centre on Mithun at Medzi Pema, has registered Nagami as the world's first recognised Mithun breed with the ICAR National Bureau of Animal Genetic Resources, Karnal. In a press release, the centre said the registration is the result of years of scientific research and documentation carried out under the leadership of its director, Dr. Girish S. Patil. The breed characterization studies were led by scientist Dr. Harshit Kumar. Mithun, the state animal of Nagaland, holds immense social, cultural and economic importance for tribal communities. However, despite its importance, Mithun populations had largely remained uncharacterized at the breed level, limiting scientific conservation efforts, genetic improvement programs and targeted policy support. Recognizing this critical gap, the ICAR NRCM initiated comprehensive breed characterization studies, leading to the establishment of a clear and scientifically validated identity for Mithun populations in Nagaland. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has asserted that recently notified Petroleum and Natural Gas Rules 2025 will introduce a paradigm shift in India's quest to strengthen and boost domestic production of hydrocarbons. Sharing a news article in a social media post, the minister said the new rules provide a momentum towards achieving India's energy security. He said the new rules put a time limit on approvals. Any application for a petroleum lease now has to be decided within 180 days renewable energy projects. The government e-marketplace GEM has recorded over 11 lakh registered micro and small enterprises MSEs sellers on its platform, securing orders of more than 7 lakh crore rupees as of last month. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry has said these orders accounted for more than 44% of the total order value transacted through GEM, exceeding the mandated annual procurement target of 25%. National Mathematics Day is being observed today to commemorate the birth anniversary of Srinivasa Ramanujan, one of India's most influential and globally recognized mathematicians. The observance was formally instituted by the Government of India in December 2011, and December 22 was designated as National Mathematics Day in recognition of Ramanujan's extraordinary contributions to the discipline. And Mizoram's Jeho Himnakul Puingeta clinched his fourth men's single title at the fifth Toyota Niapa Northeast Open Table Tennis Tournament in Sumokedima, defeating Assam's Agniv Bhaskar Gohain 4-2 in the final yesterday. In the women's singles, Assam's Bhavna Kashyap won her maiden Niapa title by edging past defending champion Trisha Gogoi 4-3. Jeho also retained the men's doubles title with Alberto Elar Ruata, while Shankab Gautam Barua and Trisha Asha Gogoi of Assam won the mixed doubles. In the best duo of Nagaland category, Kanish Jain and Hekito Sema finished first. In the under-21 events, Bhavna Kashyap won the girls singles and Kelandrajit Yankom of Manipur claimed the boys title. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.